We're here with Zach Zenner, South Dakota State all-world running back, or is that going a little? He's chuckling, so I'm not embarrassing him, but I'm giving him a name he maybe doesn't want. Zach Zenner, fantastic running back for South Dakota State. First of all, I need to add, before we get to the football stuff, before we get to all that stuff, Coach Stiglmeyer said I have to ask you about your class load last year and dealing with the officially cadavers. I think most people call them dead bodies. Give us that whole story.
Well, last fall I was taking organic chemistry and a couple other classes. I think abnormal psychology. Then I also applied for a position on the anatomy dissection team. We applied as a team, and anyway, we got the cadavers, these bodies prepared. We prepared them for the students that were taking the anatomy course at the time. And this was from 9 to midnight, Monday through Thursday.
And so you're going to be a doctor, correct? When you're done at South Dakota State, that's the goal, or what's the plan here?
Yeah, that's definitely the goal. Right now, I'd like to do some type of surgery, you know, like get my hands dirty, so to speak. So some type of surgery. I'm not sure what exactly yet, but that's the goal, yeah.
You have a big, huge scab on your left elbow there. Are you worried about your hands if you're going to be a surgeon? Are you worried about getting hurt so you can't go out with your profession?
No, definitely not. Shoot, maybe I might need a surgery or something so that I can do surgery, but that'll be fine.
Let's talk a little bit about the football game tomorrow. I understand there's a big game tomorrow afternoon here at Coffle Alumni Stadium. What are your thoughts overall about North Dakota State? I mean, just give us your general impression. Give the folks back in Fargo what you think about the Bison.
Well, I definitely have a lot of respect for them. You know, back-to-back national championships is very impressive. I also think that, you know, as a team, as a defense, you know, I know a lot about their defense. You know, they have their scheme and they stay true to their scheme. They don't play outside of it. They play in their scheme very well also.
Last year, 43 yards, I think you had the first time against them, 46 the second time, or maybe it was reversed in the playoff game. Doesn't matter. What did they do? What did you see from them that you maybe didn't see from other teams? Or, can you give us some insight as to why they were able to hold you? You don't get held down very often. They were able to hold you pretty well in check.
I think that they did a nice job of playing the run, you know, when they recognized the run. Came in and played it well, played it fast. Also, I feel like the defensive line, when we went back and watched it, did a good job of taking up double teams and things like that, so the linebackers are able to make plays.
And, you know, you're not going to tell the world the big secret for tomorrow's game, but then what do you have to do differently? What does your team have to do differently to maybe get you loose a little bit more so you can get more than 43 or 46 yards?
Well, I guess first I should say, though, if I got 20 yards and we won the game, it wouldn't matter. As many yards as it takes to win, I guess, is all I'll need. If that's 5 yards and we win the game, that's fine, or zero. But also, as far as me personally, I need to make more plays, break more tackles, and then we need to do a better job of taking care of those down guys and getting to the linebackers, which I think we will.
But you agree, and I understand that if you go for negative 5 yards and you guys win 13-10, it doesn't matter to you how many yards you get out.
No, that'd be great.
But I think you'd agree that your team has a better chance of winning if you can get 150 yards on the ground, correct?
Right. Well, that means that, you know, we're doing a really nice job up front. People are doing the job. I'm making the correct reads, which means that our offense is, you know, clicking well.
When it comes to your games against, UND, I think you had 295 against UND. You had 202 last week against Nebraska. I think all or most of that in the first half. What happened in those games that allowed you to get free? I'm assuming you're going to say it's the big guys up front that opened the holes for you and you just ran for the daylight. I've been around enough to know that's what you're going to say, but
yes. Again,
offer some insight into those two ball games.
Definitely. You just said it. You know, the offensive line was doing a great job in the UND game. Also, I really liked our game plan against Nebraska. I felt like we had some good things lined up for the game that week to combat their athletic ability. Definitely, I got to point to the other guys. Whether even down to the receivers, you know, blocking downfield to break a long one.
And this is off what we're talking about for a second here, but did North Dakota State recruit you at all out of high school? You were at Eden Prairie, I believe.
Egan.
No offense. Sorry. It's probably a rivalry. My bad. You're at Egan down there in the Twin Cities.
Yes.
Did NDSU get a hold of you, contact you?
he was a linebacker coach. Scott Hazleton.
Sure.
Was my recruiting coach, so to speak, from North Dakota State. And I believe when we had last talked, I had been offered a preferred walk-on spot.
Okay, yep. So there was no scholarship offer from NDSU?
No scholarship offer, and we didn't get to the point of talking really about official visits or anything. It was just, at the time, it was a preferred walk-on spot.
So in South Dakota State, they offered you a scholarship, I presume. Why did you decide on South Dakota State over? I'm sure you had many other schools looking at you and recruiting you. Why South Dakota State?
Well, believe it or not, this is my only Division I offer.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So that was one reason, you know, to play Division I football was an exciting prospect for me. So this was my only Division I offer, and then also I just felt like it was a great fit.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. You talk about, you know, you getting your yards and whatever else, but talk about your quarterback, Austin Sumner. He's another key, as well as everybody else, the guys up front. We mm-hmm. all know that football starts with the, as your coach calls them, the big fat guys up front.
Right.
But the quarterback, if NDSU happens to hold you down again, you know, keeps you to 75 or something, how big of a role then does Austin play trying to pick up the slack, so to speak, offensively?
Well, you know, if they're stacking the box, you know, and Sumner's going to make some plays, you know, and the receivers are going to make some plays. I have faith in them.
This game is coming early in the season. It's a rivalry game between you and North Dakota State. There's going to be playoff implications because both your teams are excellent, and I'm presuming that both of you will make a run at the playoffs. How important is this game tomorrow for either team to win or lose? I mean, it's, I think, and the reason I ask is because I think in Fargo a lot of people are saying, well, it's September, even if the Bison lose or even if the Jacks lose, mm-hmm. there's a lot of season left. Do you buy that, or is this a bigger game than that?
Well, I feel like in order to be the best, you have to beat the best. I think I mentioned that in an interview yesterday. What I mean by that is how North Dakota State right now is ranked number one. They're the defending, you know, national champions. If we want to win our conference, you know, you need to win all of your conference games. If you want to win it outright, you know, the only way to secure that is to win all of your conference games. So I think just the fact that it's a conference game is very important for playoffs. You know, it's, you know, because you never know what's going to happen. I felt, from our team standpoint, we felt like we had a real solid chance to make the playoffs. You know, we thought maybe even, you know, we felt we were pretty high up. Anyway, we were one of the last teams to get put in. So, you know, that you just never know what's going to happen. So to guarantee it, you know, you want to win every conference game.
Last question. I know you have to get to class here in a second, and I need to get on the air here in a second. But rivalry game. Again, some of the talk in Fargo is that, you know, you guys, you may be aware, may not, USD, South Dakota, is the big rivalry historically for South Dakota State. UND, North Dakota, mm-hmm. is a big rivalry for North Dakota State. Is this game a big rivalry, NDSU, SDSU, from a player standpoint? Do you get up for this game more than other games, or is it just another tough game in the Missouri Valley?
Well, it's definitely another tough game in the Missouri Valley, but also I feel like this rivalry is big, and I think it matters for both teams. You can see by the way, we've lost to North Dakota State, I think, the past 3 years, and you can tell by their reaction after the game, by their players, that it means as much to them as it does to us. This is a big game. Also, you know, USD just recently joined the Missouri Valley, so that rivalry has, for football anyway, has been kind of quiet as of late. And, you know, UND and NDSU are in different conferences. Mm-hmm. So I feel like this is a very big rivalry.
Right. Thank you, Zach. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.